AI. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Frank Underhill's with us. And, you know, we were talking last hour about this autistic child who was suspended for drawing a cartoon bomb in Greenville County, South Carolina. During the top of the hour news and commercial announcements, I called the number on the website that we're posting for the direct line to the superintendent's office in Greenville County, South Carolina. Can't get through. You cannot get through. Evidently, it's working. Evidently, there are enough of us who are ringing the alarm about the outrageous behavior of this particular superintendent and his school board and the principal of the Greenville County School, where Rhett Parham has been suspended. That's Hillcrest Middle School in Simpsonville, South Carolina. He was suspended, an autistic child, 13 years old, actually thrown out of school indefinitely for drawing a picture of a cartoon bomb. I think it's wonderful that this young person is actually drawing and learning something. So here we have the superintendent who has thrown this young person out of school indefinitely. So he's not going to get any education from the school system. As a matter of fact, though, there is some silver lining in this very dark cloud, Frank Underhill, and that is that he could be homeschooled and actually learn a lot more than he would in the public training camp. Boy, it makes me furious. Let me give out the number. If you'd like to call this superintendent and tell him what you think, first go to the website, usaprepares.com. You can read the article. Then call 864-355-8860. 864-355-8860. The superintendent's name is Burke Royster, B-U-R-K-E-R-O-Y-S-T-E-R. Superintendent of Schools, Greenville County, South Carolina. Frank, it just makes my blood boil thinking about it.
Well, you know, Vincent, you have a lot of interesting stories on your website, and I implore people to visit it and just read the articles you have. That they'll probably be of interest to a lot of people. And, you know, that story being one of them. And, the child can be homeschooled. And rather than the superintendent in South Carolina, heck, you might as well just send everybody home. Send home all the teachers, send home all the students, close down and save the people in the state the agony and grief of stories like that. No question about it.
I'll tell you what.
I thought South Carolina would be the first state against mm-hmm. Teachers and education anyways.
Frank, I have a proposal. Okay, this young man drew a picture of a bomb, and he gets expelled. Now, they say he's suspended, but suspended indefinitely means expelled, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
So how about this? Now, these high schools... In high schools all over the country, allow the military to come in to recruit people to be targets. They say, would you like to travel the world? Would you like to see foreign places? You'll get an all-expense-paid trip all over the world. You can be a Marine. You can be in the Navy. You can be in the Air Force. You can be in the United States Army. And you can serve your country. What they forget to tell these young people is that they will have targets on their front, their sides, their backs. They will be potentially shot at, maimed, wounded, maybe even killed. Okay. Now, these superintendents are allowing that to happen in their school system. That's okay. It's okay to recruit people to get in harm's way. It's okay to recruit people and put them in harm's way. But it's not okay to draw a picture of a bomb when you're an autistic child. A cartoon bomb. Please. We've lost our minds. We have lost our minds. War. I had a discussion with one of our instructors. He says that, you know, killing someone in war is not murder. To me, it's murder. When you point a firearm at a person you don't even know because some guy behind you tells you, if you don't start shooting at them over there, we're going to put you in the brig. Follow orders and go kill those people.
Well, Vincent,
if that's not murder, I don't know what murder is.
Well, you think almost people have lost their mind on a conservative website. It shows a guy petitioning people to support a Nazi Orwellian regime, and he's getting people to actually sign the roster.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People have really lost their minds.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, we've lost our minds to the point right now where we're going to be introducing a new instructor on Friday.
I love it. Carry on.
Frank, Aaron Brummett is going to be, let me just check the calendar 1 second. Okay, class, I keep a physical.
We really lost our minds in new instructor on Friday.
On Friday, Aaron Brummett is going to be with us. Now, Aaron Brummett is a pastor. He's a street preacher in Springfield, Missouri. Now, this guy has been arrested. He's been arrested, hauled off to the clink because he was preaching from the street. Now, the story that I've heard is Aaron Brummett was preaching from the street, and he was disturbing the peace. He was disturbing the peace. Now, what was the peace? Well, there was a jazz concert nearby. So he's preaching. Now, this jazz concert in the public square, right? Downtown Springfield is going on. Now, this guy's preaching, and he's disturbing the peace. Now, what about the jazz concert that's going on? Isn't that disturbing the peace? Actually, what happened is the jazz concert paid the fee to disturb the peace. And Aaron Brummett did not, as far as I can tell, did not pay a fee to disturb the peace. So he got arrested. Now imagine what would happen at the jazz concert. Do you think they would haul a jazz concert away from the square for not paying a fee? I don't think so. I think this guy just preaching about Jesus and the Lord and those kinds of things got him ultimately arrested. So now this guy has a record, and he's going to be on. I mean, he's perfect material for instructional faculty at USAPrepares.com. He passed the test. He was arrested for disturbing the peace. That's Friday at 9 o'clock, Pastor Aaron Brummett. I can't believe it that they arrested him. I don't know him. I don't know him. I just read about him, and you can just type in his name on a search engine. You'll find him. Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, B-R-U-M-M-I-T-T, B-R-U-M-M-I-T-T. Soon to be the newest USAPrepares.com instructor. Frank, we're losing our minds. And then, let's see, tomorrow morning, Eric Lancaster, Senior Vice President of Terraganics, is going to be with us. He's going to talk about abating and having those nasty pet odors go away with using microbes to eat the pet odors. Oh, by the way, Frank, meet up tonight. Dr. Judy Wood is going to be with us at the meetup tonight. She's going to be doing a live teleseminar. The last time she did one was last Monday. Last Monday, it ran for 3 hours. We only got halfway through it. And it's Where Did the Towers Go? I'm talking about 9/11 World Trade Center towers. Where did they go? They turned to dust. And she's going to explain what happened, why it happened, who did it, and she's going to answer our questions. So that's tonight. You can arrive at 5:30 Ziggy, Springfield, Missouri, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. I will be there if I don't get arrested on the way in. Frank, what's happening with the police in your neck of the woods?
Well, obviously they're not doing their job, but you know, this morning at 6 a.m. we're talking about surveillance and security and police. Another shooting at 6 a.m. at a strip nightclub. I have no idea why they want to bring these people in. Like, you know, I have a client, acquaintance in Kentucky, and he said nothing good happens after midnight, and you know, that's a good guideline to live by. Here you have at 6 in the morning, you know, people at a night spot drinking alcohol or partying or philandering, and then, you know, gunfire erupts. And this isn't a public place. I say shut these places down, period. You know, they do people harm, and people shouldn't even be going to these places anyways. And there's a commissioner, the police chief here, wants the county commissioners to raise taxes to hire more cops. Well, this sheriff is involved in 3 or 4 or 5, whatever, police shootings, and already the county's cutting the check in the hundreds of thousands, the high hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, to settle lawsuits, and yet he wants to raise taxes so the public can pay for the misdeeds of their law enforcement. Mm. And these people who are killed, can I just say with all due, Vincent, these are people that are unarmed. They've just wrong place, wrong time. They get out of their car or they stick their head out the window and they walk into a police firing squad, basically.
Wow, you just hit my button, Frank. Mrs. Finelli and I have been watching a DVD series called Flashpoint. And Flashpoint, I refer to it as Killer Cops. And I'll say to Mrs. Finelli, if you have time this evening, let's watch another episode of Killer Cops. And it's a 2008 television series. I believe it was shot in Canada. And I also believe what happens is people call 911, and then this SWAT team arrives. They refer to it by a different name, but it's a SWAT team. They've got their trucks, and we'll talk about it when we come back. And I believe we've got a caller on the line. We'll see what's going on with that. And Frank Underhill and I will be right back, right after these few short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with us, and we're going to take a short diversion. Rue in Tennessee, you're with Frank Underhill and me, Vincent Finelli.
Thank you, gentlemen. I have one quick comment and then one question. The quick comment is you're absolutely correct as far as the indoctrination. Now, I can take it a step further than the indoctrination of the schools with the military. And that is, I have seen it at the video game stores when they have a premiere of a video game, like Modern Warfare 3 or 4. The National Guard brought out their climbing tower. The Army brought out a tank. And the Navy was present there for nothing more at midnight premiere of a video game.
I thought you were going to say the Navy brought out a battleship and the Air Force brought out the B-1 bomber. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And these young people think that climbing in a tank would be a really, really cool thing. And, Rue, I'd like to share this with you. I have a friend who went to Annapolis, a young man, and he was in charge of determining the coordinates that a Navy gun would discharge its projectile to. And I asked him, I said, you ever think about the carnage at the other end, you know, when that shell lands and explodes? And he had to think about that. I have a feeling he was desensitized to the fact that he was going to rain down murder and mayhem at the end of a Navy gun from a ship far offshore that would ultimately explode in some foreign country, killing and blowing up all kinds of things and people and dismembering bodies and so forth. And what I'm saying is, you are absolutely correct that these video games were designed to desensitize young people so that they won't think that killing is killing. Because, heck, you can just hit the reset button if you didn't kill enough in the video game.
Correct, but the sheer fact that the recruiters were out there, and they're indoctrinating the little 9 and 10-year-olds, that their parents were stupid enough to let them stand in line. I mean, you have to understand, these kids get there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they will wait there until midnight so they can be the first in line to get the video game. That's how scary it is.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. The parents have failed in their responsibility. Rue, I can tell you that I was not the most popular guy in our family when I said that our children, when they were growing up, would not be allowed to have those video games. That would be kill them, shoot them up, blow them up. I would not allow our children to have any of those video games. So some of the relatives thought that, you know, gee whiz, what an ogre. You know, he won't allow his children to do that because, well, all the other children are. What's wrong with Vincent Finelli? You know, why won't he do it? And
well,
that
my question for your guest is, all right, I have done everything within my power. Both of mine have Facebook pages, but they're tied to my email. And so they're very, very limited on who they are allowed to contact, who they're allowed to friend. I'm looking for every way to limit the access or identify, as you guys were talking at the beginning of the show, to protect their identity. And what is your opinion of this LifeLock identity protection? Because I get mixed reviews. Because I refuse to put down my social security number on any paperwork at all, period.
Here goes a potential sponsor. I don't trust my social security number nor my information to any third party unless I absolutely positively have to. As a matter of fact, I went to a factory outlet where I bought a hoodie, you know, that's the current term for them. We call them jerseys. And they're like a sweatshirt with a zipper. And I paid for it with my credit card, and the name on my credit card is Anthony Soprano. And the girl remembered me from last year, and she said, Pam Anderson was just in here. Here's the point. Hold that line, Rue, and I'll tell you when we come back why it's important to do what I suggest we do. Frank Underhill, we'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rue's with us. And, Rue, I was saying that I use a series of credit cards that don't have my name on them. They are my account. It's perfectly legal, and it's catching on. And I have, I'll tell you one of the names, and I've said this publicly, Anthony Soprano is on the face of one of my credit cards. So I have no problem using my credit card for the most part. Every once in a while, a store will say to me, I need to see your ID, and I'll go, I can't do it. And that's all I say. I can't do it. And eventually they say, okay, I'm sure it's you. So they'll accept my credit card. So to be anonymous as best I can, I have credit cards not in my name. I have, and you can buy debit cards. You can pay cash with them and buy debit cards in any name that you want. You can go to Roy Birdsong's Choose Your Own Wireless. He's on page one of the website, USA Prepares. You can get a cell phone that is in a name that is not yours. Marilyn Monroe is very popular in Springfield. He said a couple days ago that there are at least 15 to 20 Marilyn Monroes running around Springfield, Missouri, in the Ozarks that have cell phones that are anonymous. So you can do those things. I have a mailbox in front of the farm. It does not have our name on it, but I am considering putting a name on it. I was thinking about Orez, O-R-E-Z. That's zero spelled backwards. So, you know, you can do those things if you'd like. And more individuals are using tactics to become as anonymous as possible. I would stay away from revealing anything on Facebook that really ties to who you are. If you go to my Facebook account, it lists the city that I don't live in. It lists an education. It lists the education that I have. It just says I have an MBA, but it doesn't say where. Or if it does, it's from the wrong place. So I do everything I can to remain as anonymous as possible. Now, Frank uses cash. Frank, what are your thoughts?
I always stick with that rule. I don't have any credit cards or any where I need to put my social security number out. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the exposure that people get when people are victims of credit fraud or mail, whatever. You know, as you hear in every single ad, or, you know, no fault of your own, or if you're not at fault, or it's your fault. Well, get out of the fault and just stay away and avoid altogether. And there is no fault. Just run. Keep away.
Yeah, I went to open up a secondary savings account. And this is at a credit union. And she said, sign here, sign here, sign here. I said, what am I signing? I said, can you print off what I'm signing? It ended up being 51 pages for me to open up a savings account.
Well,
at a credit union.
Rue, let me address that. And I'll even name the bank. There's a bank nearby, within 20 minutes. It's probably the closest bank to my farm. It's 20 miles away, 20 minutes. And I went to open up a secondary account at this bank. It was U.S. Bank. And I said, and I went in there and with Mrs. Finelli, and I introduced myself. I said, I've lived here a couple of years. I have an account at another bank in town, and I would like to open up just a savings account. Just a savings account. I'm not interested in borrowing money. I'm not interested in a checking account. I only want to open up a savings account. So I met the branch manager. I met all the employees. I was the only one there that day that was interested in doing anything with any kind of business with U.S. Bank, and they had me fill out a document, and then it was just a couple pages, and I had no problem with what they were asking at the time. This was many years ago. Then they said, where did you used to live? Would you put that down here on this form? And I said, why do you want to know that? They said, we want to get to know our customers. I said, look, and I turned kind of stern at that point. It was all happy until that point, and I said, look, I'm not borrowing money from you guys. I'm trusting you with my money, my digits. And if anybody should be worried, it should be me. I'm not telling you anything about where I used to live. It's none of your business. And I took the documents that I just signed, a couple pages, and I tore them up right then and there and walked out. So you don't have to do it. And, you know, good for you. Don't do it. Don't put up with this nonsense. And by the way, you can always write on any contract, you can write under duress, you know, where you sign your name, which means you are being pressured to do it. You really don't want to do it. So you're only signing it under duress. So if you ever have to go to court, you can say, I had no choice. I signed this under duress, which makes the contract null and void.
I appreciate that. And the last point that I wanted to make, the one video game that my son, I would rather have him playing some of the games that he has, but the one video game that he would play one time need to return it. It's a video game that was supposed to coincide with the new Red Dawn. But the name of it is Homefront. And if you've not seen the trailer or that video game, you can YouTube it. It's about 2 years old. It is one of the most terrifying things as a pre-prediction of what may actually happen in this country. He played it one time. He said, Mom, I will never touch this game again.
How old is he?
He will be 17 soon, but he was about 15 then.
I didn't want
to have it in the first place. His dad bought it for him.
How about this? How about no video games? Is there any reason at all to have a video game that has shooting and killing and murder and mayhem? Is there any reason at all?
No, there isn't, but the fascination of the Xbox 360. Yeah, my kid is not is the ability to be able to speak to one another. Yeah, he's spoken to kids from all over the world.
Yeah, how about to your next door neighbor? Has he spoken with him or her?
Well, unfortunately, we don't live in an area where we have neighbors. We live far enough out. We don't have neighbors.
Okay, well, I live pretty far out, too. The town I live in has 100 people in the town, and I actually live outside the town. So there aren't even 100 people, you know, on the entire five-mile road that I live on. There aren't 100 people that live on that. But anyway, Ruth, thanks so much. Bottom line is I don't think we need video games. I think we can get rid of them. And certainly as the Christmas season is approaching, don't even think about buying video games for children. Michael from New York, you're on with Frank Underhill and me, Vin Finelli.
Good morning, Vince, and good morning, Frank. You know, when we were kids growing up, especially in the country, even if they had electronics back then, we wouldn't even waste our time. We were on the ball fields or in the woods playing all the time. You know, once in a blue moon, maybe some cowboys and Indians or, you know, some G.I. Joe stuff that influences us from the old World War II movies, combat, TV series, whatever. But most of the time, we're on the ball fields. By the time we were 12 years old, we were playing football. We had to get helmets and pads because we were killing each other. You know, and these guys today, they're soft, and it's just very sad to see these young men don't even have a muscle on them by the time they're 15, 16. But and chess. Chess is the game. You want kids to play games while they're sitting at home? Chess. Make them think. And you'll outsmart these devils that are outsmarting us with chess moves as they manipulate us into their UN takeover, which brings me to the point. You know, in the schools, as you were saying, Vincent, with they want to recruit the kids, and isn't this a contradiction? Isn't this a hypocritical action on your part? You can't draw a gun image on a piece of paper, but you're ready to recruit these kids and draft and send them into wars. And the most important thing I would nail these people with is, and what about the UN? When you recruit these kids, are you telling them about the fact that they're not really fighting for the United States of America? They're going to be fighting for United Nations, and they're going to wear their emblem, and they're going to be sent around the world fighting for their agenda.
Well,
and isn't that treason? Isn't that
sure
treason?
Sounds like it. Sure sounds like it to me. Frank, we were talking about. Now, Frank and I were talking about a video series called Flashpoint. Now, in that video series, it's a 2008 series where they have these SWAT-type cops. Frank, could you back away from your microphone just a little bit, please? I can hear some noise. The SWAT cops answer these 9/11 calls, and what ensues is absolutely terrifying. They show up. The cops show up. With battle dress on. They've got communications equipment. They've got helmets. They've got body armor. They've got assault weapons that's what they call them. If we had them, they'd be assault weapons. They have them. They have a couple snipers that are perched ready to kill whatever their target is. They don't use the word sniper one and sniper two. They don't use the word kill, they say, I have the solution. I have the solution. That's what we used to say when we had a math test. We would have the solution to the math problem. Well, when they have a solution, it involves murder. Now, isn't it murder when a sniper kills somebody? When they could, I mean, really, who in their right mind would call 911 and have a SWAT team show up with guns pointed at all kinds of civilians? Everybody around is a potential target to these guys. But anyway, here's what they do. In this video series, they portray these SWAT cops as humans, nice people with consciences, and they try to convince us that they're really good people and they really try to do the right thing, and they have flashbacks. These guys are hired murderers by the government.
That's exactly what they are. So reminiscent of the SS stormtroopers or the KGB operator, dressed in black, jackbooted.
There you go. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for being with us. Frank Underhill and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I'm reading the headlines. The first golfer said, he's talking about Obamacare. He says it's a good deal. It's exceeding expectations. Who's he kidding? Frank Underhill's with us. And let me give you Frank Underhill's phone number. If you'd like to call the CEO of UnderhillSecurities.com, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. UnderhillSecurities.com, Frank Underhill. Frank, I've got something I'd like to comment or propose. I have a bill. Now, this bill is actually a couple sentences. Normally, I like to propose one sentence bills in the state of Missouri. But here's a couple sentence bill. Now, wiretapping. Here's the bill. Wiretapping of any person or organization in the state of Missouri must have an individually and hand-signed court order delineating who is being wiretapped, the start and end dates, not to exceed 24 hours, will be posted with all parties named, including all government employees and associates and companies, including the individual judge, and it must be posted on the internet website for all to see for a period of not less than 10 years, commencing 48 hours before the wiretap begins. Included are all connections, wired and wireless, and remote listening, including all monitoring methods. Failure to do so results in a Class A felony with not less than 10 years in jail for all parties involved on the government side of the equation. What do you think, Frank?
I agree. It sounds good to me. And if you can get somebody to sponsor it and pass it, I think they'd be all the better for it.
You know, it's this wiretapping, this surveillance of the by the government on us is out of control. And I think you said it very, very well in the beginning of this broadcast. They are suspicious of us. They are fearful of us. And exactly what did we do to deserve this? I have said that we need to fire every single politician, every single one. Throw them all out. Don't make any mistakes. Never reelect anyone, regardless of who he or she is, and regard even if they've done good. We need to throw them all out to make sure we don't make any mistakes. Clean house, get rid of all of them, replace them with new people. Anybody would be better than what we have. Anybody is better than these corrupt thieves that we have in government. And it's not just Washington, D.C. It's the state, it's the county governments. Throw everybody out. Let's start over. Jeez. I can't believe it. We are falling down so fast. Frank, there's a... where is it? We were talking about Flashpoint, the TV series. They're trying to make it seem, in young people's minds who watch this, that these government-hired assassins are on our side. And call 911, and good will happen. Frank, you've said it. If someone calls 911, either someone's going to jail or someone's going to get killed. Isn't that what you said?
That's correct, and that's what happens here. Somebody phones, even if somebody sees something suspicious and the neighbor phones the police, that person might have a death wish. Because whenever you call them, they come like cocked and loaded and ready to go. They're not there for small talk. They're there, they mean business.
Right. And
police
and
mean business,
sir. Yeah. And I'll tell you, they even picked on, Aaron Brummett. I mean, he's a street preacher, and he got arrested for preaching the gospel on the street, public street. Listen, the government and their police minions are at the service of big business. That's what they do. Frank Underhill, got a meet up tonight. Ziggy's 5:30. Dr. Judy Wood's going to be with us. We're going to learn about 9/11. Where did the towers go? We've got some autographed books available if you'd like them. We've got some, and we can get some more. Frank Underhill, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.